We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ed, good morning.
Morning, fellas.
Steelers got a win, a big win. Needed a win after three straight losses, and I guess that when you win, it heals a lot of wounds, but there are still major questions, I guess, in a lot of minds. Mike Tomlin met the media horde. I assume you were one of them yesterday.
See, you know what they say about assuming, Larry.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Well, I don't go down there for that. It's on TV. Why would I go down there?
Smart
man.
You
get to ask one question. I don't need that.
Technology is your friend, and you can do it from home.
Yes, my man Mark Caboli is on the scene, and I still watch it and write about it. But no, I don't need that.
So let me ask you this here: the big win. Did those ashes have anything to do with it? Were they good luck?
You know. It's funny that became public, but there are people pouring ashes on that stadium all the time, and nobody knows about it.
And you know this how?
Oh, I just hear stories all the time. My brother.
Yeah, if you do it discreetly, you're fine. It's
right.
When you make a big deal out of it, going, hey, these are the ashes right here, and I'm dumping them out of my Steelers urn onto the field, then you have problems. Don't bring attention. Be cool, they say. Be cool.
Wonder if they had to bring them in one of those see-through bags.
Oh, you have to. Yeah, that's right. You have to have the approved clear bag.
Yeah, but if the urn has the Steelers logo on it, it's just free and clear. You get through.
Well,
just throw a Steelers logo on it, you're through the gate.
What else could you bring in?
Meanwhile, let's talk about the game. There were some good things. Steelers really controlled much of the game, but then the second half, it was as if the Broncos came alive, and boy, right, it got down to the wire, but a win is a win, and it was a good one.
Yeah, it would have been something if the Broncos would have pulled that out, but they didn't. You know, the Steelers got a big enough lead and held on, and we saw that with you know, Ben making the comeback in Cleveland last year, people all poo-pooed it because they said, it was garbage time. So, you know, you can explain it both ways. The good news on this thing, Larry, to me, was the offensive line play. I've been harping on that all year. You know, people are on Ben's back and saying, he's washed up. No, get him some blocking, get him some running, which Najee needs some blocking too, and he got it. And things will be different, and they were. And if they can keep that up, things will remain, you know, on the upbeat because they have some talent. They lost Juju, but they have talent at wide receiver, at tight end, at running back, and at quarterback. And if that line can block, it's going to be a whole different kind of offense we're going to see coming up.
Yeah.
But they have to keep it up.
Juju Smith-Schuster injured, dislocated shoulder, out 4 months, rest of the season, basically. So, I mean, you're right. You have Deontay Johnson. You have James Washington. I think they just made a sign, too.
They signed a former
Anthony Miller.
Second-round draft pick who's bounced around a little bit. And, you know, they'll put him on a practice. Well, they did. They put him on a practice squad, and we'll see if he works his way up because there are some others up there that they have, like Ray McLeod, who's played for them for 2 years now and is their punt returner. Mike Tomlin mentioned how he's coming along a little bit. Cody White and, they still have some tight ends to throw to. So they have some weapons, but, they will miss Juju, but, they thought they were going to miss him anyway. They didn't think he was coming back this year.
We're with Steelers insider Ed Bouchette. The big story in the NFL, though, came as a shock on Monday when John Gruden, the really high-profile coach of the Los Angeles Raiders, resigned to – I thought it was a fake when somebody said, John Gruden resigned from the Raiders. I said, what are you talking about? Then as it unfolds, this is a major deal, and it all started with some emails – where John Gruden really wasn't the focus of those emails initially. How's this story roll out from investigating an owner, Daniel Snyder, and why is he still an owner if he had such a toxic environment and these emails came up that got John Gruden to resign?
Well, he paid already, I think, what is it, a $10 million fine.
Well, why is he, why does he get off with $10 million fine as an owner? And John Gruden has to resign. Why?
One's an owner and one's an employee.
Why don't they make him sell the team because he doesn't?
Thank you, Kevin.
But
one's an owner.
If that team owner doesn't follow the rules and regulations of the decorum of the National Football League, why is he still there?
You mean like Al Davis?
Yes.
Well, Al Davis maintained his team even though the league – said he couldn't move the team, and twice he did, right? It takes a lot for them to drum an owner out. I'm trying to remember. It's been done in basketball. We know that. The Los Angeles Kings, right? Wasn't that the team that the owner was drummed out for some kind of chicanery? I forget what it was. And I can't remember it being done in, I have a cold, I'm sorry, in football, or maybe even in baseball. I can't remember in either sport. So it takes a lot, but they keep digging, and that's how they found that, these are side things that they weren't looking for something on John Gruden. They stumbled upon him as they were going through these emails, and then they came upon more and more and more, and they knew they had a problem.
That was Clippers owner, that Don Sperling was the one you're talking about.
Clippers,
banned for life.
You,
yeah.
Well,
you.
They had,
right.
He apparently, just the few that I've read of Gruden's emails were outrageous. Yeah, outrageous. So there's no mea culpa, I made a single mistake kind of thing. He clearly had a pattern of, it's indefensible, in my opinion, what he said. So his career's done. He's okay, though. He made a lot of money.
You see, Brett Favre owes a lot of money. He's got to pay back the state of Mississippi $825,000 or face a lawsuit from the state auditor because he accepted temporary assistance for needy families program money.
Yeah, that's not just owing money. That's a hit to the reputation, right?
Big time.
That's an embarrassment, yeah.
And somebody suggested, though, with the John Gruden thing, there have been equal egregious acts by players that get overlooked.
Well, I don't know how sweeping this is going to be. I mean, the NFL has been known to shut things down, too. They're not issuing all those emails as they, burned the Patriots tapes. That they had evidence for Spygate. So I don't know. I'm sure among the, 1,500 players in the league every year, there are some things out there, but I don't know that they want to take a big broom and do all this. But, if it becomes public, I'm sure that then they would look into it.
And I'm sure that there are some people right now who are very nervous about what might come out as a result of this, too. So we'll see. Meanwhile, Steelers-Seahawks, Sunday night football. No Russell Wilson at quarterback for the Hawks. How do you see this one, Eddie?
Well, the Seahawks not only lost their quarterback, they don't have a really good defense. So if the Steelers' offense can do what they did the other night, I think the Steelers can win this one. I see that they're 4.5-point favorites. That's their biggest they were favored at home against the Raiders and the Bengals and lost both of those. But I think they can win this one, and they'll be 500 and going into the break. And then they go to Cleveland, and then they got the Bears and Detroit at home. So if they can pull to 500, the outlook on this season is going to be much, much different, Larry, than it was, a week ago when we were talking.
Absolutely. And any given Sunday. Ed, get some Vicks. Rub that on your chest. Get some rest. We need you fresh.
I have been tested, by the way, so you're good there on the COVID.
Well, good. I was worried about you. All right, Eddie, thank you.
All right, fellas, we'll see you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.